And hello. This is WICE's Community Connection, and I'm your host, Phil Tower. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with the Rapidian, a hyper-local news service here at the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection seeks to bring you a diverse perspective of viewpoints from community leaders throughout West Michigan. And we have one of our neighbors with us on this segment of Community Connection. Again, this is WICE Station Manager Phil Tower. It is my pleasure to welcome to our program this week Monica Hall. Monica is Executive Director, also Crime Prevention Organizer for the John Ball Area Neighbors Group. You can learn a lot more online at jbangr.com, jbangr.com. And by the end of this conversation, you will know everything you should know about, well, almost everything you should know about John Ball Area Neighbors. Good to have you here, Monica.
Thank you for having me.
We first got connected through Stockbridge Business Association, which is a group of businesses, neighborhood organizations, nonprofits, community media center, a whole bunch of folks here on the Near West Side, primarily on Bridge Street. But the John Ball Area Neighbors, you are actually a merger of two neighborhood organizations?
That is correct. Southwest Area Neighbors and John Ball Area Neighbors. So we are Southwest Area Neighbors doing business as John Ball. We merged prior to my time with the organization. I've been around for 4 years, so it was prior to that.
Okay. You represent, is it fair enough to ask, a geographic area, or is it
Yes.
too hard to find?
So our northern boundary is Bridge Street for our target area. Our
Okay.
bylaws serve up to the highway. And then to the east, we go to the Grand River, down to the south, Wealthy, and then the west, up the hill to Oakley.
Holy geographical cow. That's a big area.
We do have a good area.
That is a big area. How do people get involved and become active in the John Ball Area Neighbors?
Can either stop into our office, which is located in the Lincoln Park Lodge. The address for the parking lot, which gets you the closest, is 321 Marion. Or if you want to shoot me an email at ed@swangr.org or our Facebook, there's a couple different ways you can connect.
ed@swangr.org.
That is correct.
And you can learn more as well. You can learn about John Ball Area Neighbors at jbangr.com. Your website says you exist to spread a message of hope and compassion, believing a single action can make a difference in a community and that collective action can significantly impact the world. Basically, it takes a whole village to make things happen in a whole neighborhood. A lot of advocacy, a lot of outreach, really a lot of things that kind of got maybe lost during the age of COVID. Just reminding people that it's really important to work together is a lot of what you do, right?
Yes. Teaching neighbors sometimes to just be neighborly and maybe work through conflicts with one another or align them with resources that are offered to them a number of different ways.
Really, and a lot of it is just getting people to know their neighborhood. This area, we're here on 711 Bridge Street on the West Side Library, inside the West Side Library branch of the GR Public Library. The Community Media Center is the second floor, but having been in this neighborhood previously in the late 90s and today, it's totally changed. It's very diverse. It's very different. A lot of new businesses, but a lot of the same people who have lived here, Monica, and I know you know a lot of these people, all over their lives and multiple generations too, right?
Yes, a lot of multi-generational homes.
What brought you to be interested to work with John Ball Area Neighbors? You're the executive director, also crime prevention organizer. I want to talk about that as well, but how did you get involved?
About 8 years ago, I was an intern under the previous crime prevention organizer when I was in grad school. My master's degree is in criminal justice, so I interned with her over a summer while I lived like right across the street on West Fulton. So I was a neighbor and an intern. And then after I had obtained my degree, about 4 years later is when I was hired on as the crime prevention organizer and then promoted to executive director, which are my two positions today.
Crime prevention organizer can be a lot of things. A lot of it is education, but kind of cover what you do in that role for your group?
One of the little things I did today, we've noticed an uptick in car larcenies, for example. So we sent out some ATPA information, which I've partnered with West Grand Neighborhood Association on, which is our neighborhood to the north. ATPA is Auto Theft Prevention Association. So they have some good tools that we could share out. So I shared out to neighbors that like within 2 to 4 o'clock in the morning in the past couple of days, we've seen an uptick of people checking handles. So reminding them to lock your doors, be a little bit more diligent about not leaving, you know, your laptop on your back seat, or change in visible locations in your car because they're more likely to break a window if they can see something that they want to steal. And then I also do a number of other things like school assemblies. I've done Sibley Elementary, done some gun safety trainings. I've partnered with the FBI to do some safety trainings in the park for like cybersecurity, things like that. We've done emergency preparedness trainings in our office. So just a number of different ways. We partner with the police department to do some community events for them to like pop with a cop, coffee with a cop. We've done cone with a cop in the park. So building those community police relations along with teaching people how to be safe.
Well, I know you have a background, you just mentioned, in criminal justice. That's what your master's degree is in. Yet we've all been hearing about how challenged policing is right now because of staffing. And I think you and I have both been at Stockbridge Business Association meetings where they've talked about the desire to be more active here on the West Side, but just the staffing issue is a challenge. How are you bridging the gap in that area?
I know on some days there's only 3 or 4 officers here on the West Side, so they are spread pretty thin. So if there are issues that neighbors have that may not need a police presence at the time, I can help direct them how they can file that, or I can send an email over to our captains so I can kind of take some of the strain off if it's not a direct emergency.
One of the areas that is really critical here is just communicating. As you said, noticing an uptick in auto larceny, people checking to see if cars are unlocked. This is primarily impacting automobiles, cars, trucks on the street, or is it more like people getting into alleys and garages and things like that?
Honestly, I've heard and seen it all. I think it's primarily on streets where people are going door to door and just checking handles. But I have also seen the cases where people are going into people's open garages or through alleyways as well.
Well, that's a good reminder, Monica, that you mentioned earlier about not leaving obvious things of value in sight. And if you can, not only obviously locking your car, but taking everything out of your car just when you think it's safe is when somebody's going to realize, as you said, just smash a window, get what they need. Or sometimes they may even have the ability with a Slim Jim or another tool to break into your car quietly and you never even notice that your car was broken into.
Correct. And with a lot of college students in the neighborhood, sometimes they may not have lived in a big city before, so they're not as familiar with, you know, situations like this. And they may just be coming in between classes, running in their house, and leave those, you know, valuable items like a laptop sitting on their seat and not think of it.
We're speaking, by the way, here on WIC's Community Connection with Monica Hall. She's the executive director, also the crime prevention organizer with the John Ball Area Neighbors. You can learn more at jbangr.com, jbangr.com. We're having this conversation the weekend of December 9th and 10th. You have an important neighborhood community meeting coming up on Wednesday, December 13th at Lincoln Park Pavilion. When I look at the term neighborhood community meeting, I guess I could picture a lot of different things in my mind. Help me and our listeners know what happens at a neighborhood community meeting for John Ball Area Neighbors. You just show up. And Lincoln Park Pavilion is where your offices are, right?
Yes, that is correct. So We're right in the center of Lincoln Park, and the meetings generally start with our captain, Captain Baker, giving a safety update. We usually put him at the front of the agenda in case he has anything that he needs to leave for so that he can pop in and pop out if need be. And then if there's any other topics that we have to present on this particular month for December, we'll have Brett Gibson from Construction Simple Simplified. Their new office is located on West Fulton, and they're going to be presenting on a new project that they want to work on, the Annex at 657 West Fulton. So he'll be our guest presenter for this month, and then we'll roll into some community conversation of any community members, neighbors want to give any updates, or if they have any issues that they'd like to address. That's when we have open comment, and then after that is when we move into our board meeting part of the agenda, where we go over treasurer's report and staff report, things like that.
And then you have an annual meeting coming up in January, more of a business meeting, but that's a great opportunity, Monica, if people want to get involved with John Ball Area Neighbors, whether they want to volunteer or get involved as a member, is that an opportunity for them as well?
Yes, it's a fabulous meeting to go to. You get a really nice dinner at Grand Valley, and we have reserved the guest speaker from Grand Action, Kara Wood, to go over some soccer stadium discussion. And then our city commissioner for the first ward, Drew Robbins, will do a brief introduction and some updates. And then I will give our yearly update for the organization at that meeting. And then we will end the meeting with some board elections.
Okay. And that happens when?
That is going to be on Wednesday, January 10th at 6:30 in the Grand Valley Regency Room. You do need to be a member in good standing and RSVP to attend that January meeting. Otherwise, our normal monthly meetings are the second Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. in the Lincoln Park Lodge.
Probably important question to ask. Who is eligible to be a member of John Ball Area Neighbors? And then how do they become a member? Are there membership dues?
Yes.
Is there a secret handshake or
everyone,
initiation or anything like that?
Everyone is eligible to be a member.
Okay.
If you're a senior or a student, starts with a $5 membership fee. The form is either on our website, or I can send it in an email, or you can come into our office and fill out the form. Normal residential household fee is up to 15. Nonprofit is 25, and a business membership is 50. So as long as you've paid your dues, you can RSVP to attend that meeting.
Terrific. And that is an important meeting to remember on June 10th. You can learn more at jbangr.com. How often do you guys meet?
Monthly. The second Wednesday of every month, and then annual meeting once a year.
And you can hear Monica's State of the Neighborhood report on January 10th and meet a lot of great people. And really, I have to say, one of my favorite parts of the city. I do work here. I'm a little biased. I've worked here quite a while, and it's just a real special area. The whole area, the people, the places, the neighborhood groups and organizations, and John Ball Area Neighbors, certainly a big change agent here. Anything else our listeners should know about?
This Saturday, you can come meet Santa at the Bridge Street Market from 2 to 5 p.m. And we have one more food pantry date available for this season, and then we'll have a new list that will be released soon. So the last West Side Mobile Food Pantry is going to be December 14th at Union High School at 4:30 p.m. Anyone that needs food is welcome.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. And if you heard Monica plugging Santa at Bridge Street Market, and you're hearing us on Saturday afternoon on WYCE, you have until 5 o'clock to get down there and see Santa. If you're hearing the replay on Sunday morning, Santa will be appearing somewhere else here in the city of Grand Rapids. But do take advantage also of that food distribution as well on the 14th. We will look forward to having you back in here sometime in the spring so you can give us another update. And really appreciated getting to know a lot. You got a lot going on, John Ball Area Neighbors.
Yes, we have a lot of exciting events in the spring, too. We usually do a perennial exchange where neighbors can exchange flowers, our annual plant giveaway, our big West Side community cleanup, where we do an after-party celebration at the zoo. So a lot of exciting things to look forward to in the spring.
Indeed. Monica Hall is executive director, also crime prevention organizer with John Ball Area Neighbors. Again, JBANGR. com is the website. And that's our program for this week. You've been listening to WYC's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with the Rapidian, our hyper-local news service here at the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm station manager Phil Tower here on WYC. That's our program. Thank you for joining us.